And we've begun with Au fond du temple saint, the great duet from Georges Bizet's opera The Pearl Fishers. And that particular duo was Nikolai Girov, baritone, with Luciano Pavarotti to sing the tenor line in the National Philharmonic, conducted by Robin Stapleton. And it's a good way to get into the subject this afternoon, because we're going to talk about a French operetta that's being produced, music of Offenbach by the Toronto Operetta Theatre. And we have our star with us this afternoon. So, Besta Callender, welcome to the program.
Hi. It's great to be here.
It's great to be here. It's great to have you here. Now, I'm going to sing your praises for just a moment. All the singing I will do is your praise. You have recently made your recital debut at Carnegie Hall.
Yes.
That's enough. We should just stop right there.
Thank you.
Recital debut at Carnegie Hall as part of the Spotlight Recital Series with the world-renowned pianist Warren Jones. Then you were featured as New Artist of the Month by Musical America Worldwide. You've made your professional role debut in the title role of Bizet's Carmen. You must be an electric Carmen.
Oh, are thank you? You for saying that.
I think you must be.
I am loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. It's just so much fun to be Carmen.
Yeah. All right. Now, the piece that we're going to have with the Toronto Operetta Theatre is La Belle Hélène, The Beautiful Helen. What is this about?
So Helen is a minor Carmen, Carmen-esque character.
Okay. Yes.
So it is also so much fun. And this operetta is about the parody of Helen's being kidnapped by Paris, the Prince of Troy.
Right.
And we see the funny things happening during the process of this kidnapping, and then how people of the island, of Helen's island, they just justify everything they do, everything immoral they do with Paris and Helen's affair. So it all just continues with, you know, jokes, funny dances, and all the seeing the pure kings in funny situations.
Funny stuff.
Yeah,
well,
it's very funny.
So it's family entertainment.
Yes, certainly family entertainment.
Torontonians are a theater-mad bunch, so reads this flyer here from Toronto Operetta Theatre. I better push the website, too, so we can get some tickets sold for this production. It's torontooperetta.com, torontooperetta.com, and that's where to go. When does the show open?
The show open next Friday on the 27th, and we have two other shows on the 28th and 29th.
Okay, and 29th you have a matinee.
So yes, it's a matinee.
You can make the matinee. Yeah,
and it's a great time for the family to enjoy.
That's right, the St. Lawrence Center for the Arts, with performances April 27th, 28th at 8 p.m. and the 29th at 3 p.m. And this is the season finale, is that correct?
That's right. This is the final show of
the
season.
What a way to finish.
Certainly. I'm absolutely sure after this show, people will be, so what is happening next season?
All right. So you're, I'm imagining, an electric Carmen, which doesn't take a great deal of effort on my part. I think you'd be marvelous at it. You're doubtless going to be a great Helen. What are you studying these days? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, sure.
You're always working forward, I'm sure, like most great singers.
Yes.
You're thinking forward.
Thank you. Currently, I'm getting ready for The Old Lady in Candide, which I'll be performing at the Banff Center this summer.
Great.
And then there will be La Traviata with Edmonton Opera, so I will be Flora in that production. And there are some great concert and recital productions which are not published and announced yet. So,
okay, no.
Don't betray any secrets. But wonderful song cycles by Ravel, by Berlioz, and Mozart, some concert arias by Mozart. Mm-hmm. And there is always Rossini roles. I'm trying to, prepare.
I think you pretty much define Rosina and Cenerentola.
Yes, I love those too. Like, those are all very different characters than, you know, Carmen, but it's always lovely to be able to prepare for those different kind of things, which keep yourself also fresh for new roles.
What is the role you're waiting for someone to ask you to sing?
Oh, that role would be.
If it can't be just one, give me three then.
Actually, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yes, I want to be Charlotte.
There you go. All right, so producers out there, there you are. There you have it.
Yes, and the universe. yeah, that's a wonderful role.
What was the biggest challenge in this production so far for TOT? Big challenge for you, I mean, personal, not the production, for you.
For me, I was personally having an accent was my biggest concern to be able to, you know, I was worried about.
But you're bewitching. Your accent's charming.
Thank you very much. And I am very thankful to the Toronto audiences and the producers and also Bill Silva-Martin for this, that he also finds my accent very charming. Other than that, I think everything went so organic that we didn't really have a big, you know, challenge in this production. Everything went so organic. The characters are fitting so nicely to my colleagues, to me. And we are just making the best out of it. We are giving ideas to each other. It is it is a very friendly atmosphere what we have there.
The production is pending. It's coming soon. And the website to visit is torontooperetta.com. Torontooperetta.com. Best of calendar, best of luck.
Thank you very much.